This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with John Squires, and we are talking high school basketball. And, John, the season is underway. Just a handful of games played by most of the teams so far this year. And let's start with the boys. I know you've been around the Northeastern Conference for quite a while, but where do you want to start talking about what you've seen so far or observed in boys basketball?
Well, Billy, it looks like it's going to be an interesting year. It looks like there's going to be a lot of parity. Right now, the teams that seem to be jumping out at me in the early going, and they've only played two, maybe three games, are Lynn Classical and Lynn English, believe it or not. They're two of the teams that struggled a little bit during the football season, but obviously Coach Carr at Lynn English and Coach Grass are over at Classical get the Troopers off and running. I think both of them are 2-0, if I'm not mistaken. Marblehead, once they get their feet in the ground after that Super Bowl year, I think is going to be kind of strong. And then it's kind of up for grabs from there on in. You got Beverly and Salem. Tommy Doyle over at Salem does a great job over there. And over at Beverly, I think they're going to be okay, too. And then down the bottom of it, then you have Saugus with Pomeran, and Gammis is the new coach over there. They're struggling a little bit. They haven't won, got their first win under their new coach over there, but I'm sure they'll turn things around. And then down the bottom of the barrel, the two teams that seem to be struggling a little bit are Winthrop and Swampscott. That's what it looks at. But it's very early in the season. We got Christmas tournaments coming up. Over in the Catholic Conference, you got St. John's Prep, who's going to be strong, but that's going, that league over there is going to be a real war over there. With Jimmy McCune, who was at Wilmington for years, is at Marlin Catholic. He's expecting a real good team. I think they were ranked in the top 25. Of course, you got Sam, which is always tough down the south, and then Severian, the Prep, and I think the Prep's going to be very strong. In the Catholic Central Large, you got, I think, the team that's going to be tough there. I saw them play the other night is Cathedral. They are loaded, and they play Division IV. They play a Division II-III schedule, but they are Division IV. Both the boys and the girls were state champs. I think the girls were state champs or finalists, and the boys also were state champs last year, so they're going to be real tough. And then again, you got St. Mary's. St. Mary's going to have a real interesting year. Coach Brown's going to be challenged a little bit more than he was hoping to be with a lot of loss of Matt Cross in the Super Bowl that you and I did when we were down at Gillette. But I still think they have a lot of troops. Also, Calvin Johnson, from what I hear, definitely it's true he did not go out, and he's a heck of an athlete. So it should be an interesting year around in the boys' basketball.
Yeah, you know, I kind of echo what you were saying to start off with from what I've known. Yeah, Classical English are off to great starts. Saugus, I thought, played Salem so tough in their game over there, lost by a point, almost could have won that contest, played very well. Then went up to Gloucester in another game that I saw. I've seen Saugus twice now, and they just struggled from the start of the game through the end of the game, and give Gloucester credit. They're not a big team, but they played very well as a unit, and so Coach Silveria has them looking pretty good in the early going, although, again, they're not a big team, and they're not incredibly fast, but they just played very well, so they're one to watch, and I agree with you with Mike Giardi and Marblehead over there. They could be a very tough opponent once they get wrapped up and get those football cleats off for sure, and I think they have. So how about over on the girls' side, John?
Well, on the girls' side, it's going to be interesting. I think you have Revere, Swampscott, and Danvers are going to be the top-tier teams. Revere is coming back from a state finalist. They have a new coach who was the assistant coach over at Fenwick last year for the Division III state champ Bishop Fenwick Crusaders. She's got the girls off and rolling. They're 2-1. They lost a real heartbreaker, but they came out of the chute and beat a strong St. Mary's team their first game right away. Swampscott with Caitlin Leonard, I think they have a veteran team. They did lose a big center at the prep school, but Jamie Caponegro and those girls over there were really got it going pretty good. They're 2-1. They go down to Gloucester this afternoon or this evening, and they expect to lead there 3-1. And then you got Pat Ballou at Danvers. I talked to Pat last weekend over at Danvers, and he's very pleased with the start of the girls. They're 2-0. They got two winnable games this week, and being 4-0 going into Christmas break would be great. And then it's up for grabs right down the rest of the line. You got Beverly, you got the Stanchel brothers over there coaching the varsity and JV. They've got a great background in basketball. I think you'll see them develop, and Peabody's always strong. And then you got Marblehead, Gloucester, and Glasgow, and the rest of the teams in the league kind of fighting it out with Salem and so forth. So those seem to be the three teams that stand out in the Northeastern Conference. In the girls' division, it should be interesting, and it's going to be interesting if Danvers can keep going on. Danvers lost a lot of players, but they have some young girls that, and Pat really is working them hard and looking towards a good season. But I look for Revere, Swampscott, and Danvers to kind of be the teams that beat in the girls' division of the Northeastern Conference.
Yeah, I know Saugus has had has off to a pretty good start this year as well, and Peabody. Talk to Coach Stan McKean at the before the season at the Jamboree, and he's hoping to get a few players back due to injuries. And so I don't think they're back yet, so that could give them a boost a little bit later on if they can get through the holiday season here. I'm not sure when they're coming back or if they have just come back or not, but or if they're back and they're just not at 100%, one of those kinds of things.
Sure, you made a good point about Saugus. I forgot about Saugus. I think Saugus is off to a 2-0, 3-0 start.
Yep.
And it's been a long time since Saugus has had a very strong girls basketball team. So they could be the sleeper or the surprise, early surprise of Northeastern Conference because they've, like you said, they're out of the chute pretty good. And they're another team I forgot about. So they should be pretty good also.
Yeah, Mark Surrender does. I think they were at 500 last year, right? Did they just make the playoffs, or just right there? He's done a nice job over there. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on them. Well, John, anything else? Any other notes out of high school basketball to share as we go into this holiday break here?
Well, with the holiday break coming up, it was interesting. They had a tournament, early tournament last week over in Salem, and it seems to be statewide or Eastern Mass-wide, or at least north of Boston outside. It looks like Everett's got a real, real, real strong team. Coach DiBiase, after winning the Super Bowl, they're right out of the shooting looking real, real strong. I know they opened up with Saugus, and Paul Moran always believes in playing nothing but the best to try to get better, and they got really beat up pretty good, but they're playing and they're blowing people out of the water as they did towards the end of the football season. They should be a very strong team. And Cambridge, Ringe, and Lannan are going to be the team to beat in Division One. Lance Don, former Michigan football player, All-Scholastic in football and basketball, Cambridge, Ringe, and Lannan is back coaching his alma mater again, and he's got the tradition going again. They got two All-Scholastics. They got his nephew playing, and they have a couple other ball players. They have a 6'7" center who's going to be very dominating in the league, and it should be very interesting. And I look for the prep, John DeLay over the prep, to be not a surprise, but a strong contender as we move down in Division One. But it looks like it's going to be very strong up in the Merrimack Valley. It looks like Central Catholic and Lowell are going to probably be the teams to beat up there. Andover is always great with Coach Dave Fazio working with them, so it should be very interesting. And the girls' ledger up there, Andover is always very, very strong. And in the Cape Ann League, it should be interesting, too. We're very quickly looking at the boys. It looks like Masco, North Reading, Hamilton, Wenham, possibly the early season out of the chute pretty good. In the girls' division, it's going to be an absolute war. You got Hamilton, Wenham, you got Manchester, Masco, Pawtucket, Newburyport, and Trenton, all contending for the top spot. So I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be some tournaments around the holiday, and hopefully we'll get together and see some of these teams. I'm looking forward to a great basketball season.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. And the other note I was just thinking of, back to the boys, having seen Salem, of course they lost Ricky Arias to Pingree, and they don't have a lot of size. They still have the quickness. They're still working. I think they're still a work in progress. They just don't have the size that they might have. They've never been huge, but they're not as big as you'd like to see them compete. But Coach Tom Doyle's.
You know what? They're very young. I had a lot of these players when they were in junior high, middle school, and they're very young. And they're going to be very quick. They're not large, and they did lose Ricky Arias to Pingree. And there's another team that's going to turn the corner. They're off to a real good start. They just came back from a New York tournament. Coach Gibbs, they're playing at 4-1, and a little shout out to the girls over there. They're 3-1, and the Shea girl from Marblehead, I had them last week, and they played in their tournament, and I think they won their tournament. They might have lost to Beaver in the finals, but they were off to a good shot, and she played very well, and she's really enjoying it up there. I talked to her dad. Sean Shea, a former player at Salem, and he's very happy with what he's seeing, what's going on, and she's enjoying her stay up there. And that's kind of a tough loss for Marblehead, with Coach Hanscom battling with the rest of the Northeastern Conference contenders. But Pingree looks to be a good program in the private school sector, and it'll be interesting because they've taken a couple of area ball players with the Shea girl from Marblehead and Ricky Arias from Salem. But Tommy Doyle will work hard, and I agree with you. I think they're going to get nothing but stronger as the season goes on.
All right, we'll leave on that very positive note. Well, John, have a great holiday. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again soon.
Bill, be talking to you. Merry Christmas to all our listeners out there, and especially to you and your family. Take care, Bill. Great talking to you always.
Got it. John Squire is with us talking North Shore High School basketball. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.